Now, today is an especially cozy kind of day because we do believe that rest is not only blessed, it is a commandment. So today, we are going to read a very short story and then wonder about it together. If you want to see the pictures, you're welcome to come closer, but I'll also walk around. So sit however you need to sit to feel a little bit cozy. This is called Room for a Little One, A Christmas Tale by Martin Waddle and Jason Cockcroft. You won't get to see all the pictures, and for that I apologize. It was a cold winter's night. Kind Ox lay in his stable, close to the side of the inn. Old Dog came by. He stopped and looked into the stable. "I need somewhere to rest," said Old Dog. "Come inside," Kind Ox said. "There's always room for a little one here." Old Dog came in and lay down in the straw. He nestled close to Kind Ox, sharing the warmth of his stable. Stray Cat peered in. She saw Old Dog and she stopped. Stray Cat arched her back and her fur bristled. "I'll not chase you," said Old Dog. "Come inside," Kind Ox said. "There's always room for a little one here." Stray Cat came into the stable. She curled up in the straw close to the friend she had found, purring and twitching her tail. Small Mouse stopped at the door of the stable. She saw Stray Cat and she quivered with fear. "You're safe here. I won't harm you," said Stray Cat. "Come inside," Kind Ox said. "There's always room for a little one here." Small Mouse scurried in. She nestled down warm in the straw in the peace of the stable. Then Tired Donkey came. Joseph led him along. Mary rode on Tired Donkey's back. Joseph was cold and Mary was weary. But there was no room for them at the inn. "Where will my baby be born?" asked Mary. "Come inside. Come inside," Kind Ox called to the Tired Donkey. "There's always room for a little one here." Tired Donkey brought Mary into the stable. Joseph made her a warm bed in the straw to save her from the cold of the night. And so Jesus was born, with the animals around him, Kind Ox, Old Dog, Stray Cat, Small Mouse, and Tired Donkey. All welcomed him to the warmth of their stable. That cold winter's night, beneath the stars' light, a little one came for the world. The end. It was quick. It's a quick one. I have a few questions. So one of the ways we do our Christian education here with our kids is we do something called wondering, where we ask some open-ended questions. If you're feeling brave, you can answer my questions. If not, you can answer it in your own head. But I wonder for you, what animal did you like the best? My favorite is Tired Donkey, because I feel an affinity with them. I wonder what you think the most important part of that story is. What was it, Nancy? That Mary and Joseph were welcome. I often wondered what would happen if they weren't. I wonder what the animals thought about the people. And I wonder about you. I wonder if you have ever made space for someone else. What happened? The Christmas story, it wouldn't exist without a whole bunch of people and animals making room. Jesus, Mary made room in her life to be Jesus's mom. Joseph made room in his life to be Jesus's dad, even though that meant that their lives would be really different than what they had planned on. The innkeeper made use of the only space he had left, and in our storybook today, the animals had already been practicing making room for a long time, until one day they made room for that little one, the newborn Jesus, to make his first home right alongside them. Later, the shepherds would change their plans and follow a star. The wise ones would come and defy an emperor and go home the long way. Jesus has a way of changing our plans and asking us to make space in our hearts and in our homes and in our lives. Even when it feels like our lives are already too full and the world is too hard, he asks us to make just a little more room so that love might enter in. This year, as we turn toward 2026, when the world looks harsh and our lives look full, it is our job. It is our job to remember that Christ came into this world because regular people and regular animals made space through which he could enter in. If Christ is to be born into this world again in the form of love, just as he has in every generation, it will be because regular people make space for him to enter in. And you know who I see here? Brilliant, shining, unique, smart, brave, kind, young, old, faithful, regular people. People who have already made a little bit of space for Jesus in each of our lives, and people who will be asked again and again and again to make a little more space, and still a little more space, so that love might enter in. May we be so willing. Amen.